Christine Rebout, who is the executive director of the Janesville Area Convention and Visitors Bureau on our Best of the Midwest. Christine, you're on WGN Radio.
Glad to be here. Excited to chat about fall.
How far away is Janesville from, say, downtown Chicago?
I would say 90 minutes max, depends on your traffic a little bit, but just the amount of a drive to get you ready for some fall adventure.
And where do you go? How do you get there? Whereabouts are you?
Straight on I-90. If you take Interstate 90 right up into Wisconsin, you've got to come through us. We're just over the border, just over Rockford, Beloit, and then you'll hit Janesville.
Sure. So then what is Janesville like? Is that a rural town? How big is it? What do you do there?
We're about 65,000 population. So what I like to describe is we are big enough that you can get pizza delivered anywhere, any time of day, but small enough the dry cleaner doesn't need a number. They just know your name and your outfits.
Okay, that's a good way to put it. When folks come up there, say from the Chicagoland area, what are they coming up for?
We really are known as Wisconsin's Great Outside. So we've got hiking and biking trails. We've got waterfront with the Rock River. We've got an amazing walkable downtown that's right along the Rock River, an amazing cultural and art scene with over 60 pieces of public art, over 30 murals, just plenty to see from a public art scene.
Yeah, that's kind of well-known, isn't it, that arts that you have there?
Yeah, we just wrapped up Art Infusion, I think we're on our 11th year of murals and put up two new ones. So even if you were here last year, come again and check out our newest murals.
I wonder if folks then from, say, the suburbs of Chicago, do they go up for the afternoon? Do they do a weekend? How do they do Janesville?
I would highly recommend that you're going to do that weekend adventure because you can come up, let's say, Friday night, get some fish fry. We've got some great options for a weekend fish fry. You can hit places like Draft House downtown or Charlie's Place, more of a bar and grill. After that fish fry, go and stay in one of our great hotels or bed and breakfast. Pop it up in the morning, get some coffee at one of our great, quaint coffee shops, and then go on a little shopping or attraction adventures, whether it's Botanical Gardens, the Historical Society. Kind of take that all in and just really max out that weekend here.
Yeah. What's the shopping district like?
We've got an amazing selection. If you're looking for gift-type items, we've got places like Earth Song Books and Gifts. If you like vintage or consignment, Carousel Consignments and 608 Vintage are right downtown. And you've got two floors at Carousel jam-packed full of dishware, quirky gifts, dolls, everything you might want. We also have a burgeoning selection of apparel places, whether it's Mainstream Boutique, Chloe and Claire, Velvet and Tulle, French Lily, so many places for ladies to get unique fashion that you're not going to find online or anywhere else.
So what's the outdoor scene, though, if that's kind of what you're known for? How do I hike or bike there?
Absolutely. We've got 30 miles of paved off-road trails. That includes the southernmost segment of the Wisconsin Ice Age Trail. So you can take that trail. You can be really out more rustic and hiking kind of that off-the-beaten-path. But part of it runs through the downtown, too. So you can take a good hike, but then maybe stop for that coffee or treat on your way.
So what's the Ice Age Trail?
Ice Age Trail is a segment of Wisconsin's Ice Age Trail was created when the glacier came through. So you're going to find a very different topography than you might find in other areas. One of the areas that's most known in Janesville is the Devil's Staircase. So it's a segment that runs through the trail that has this beautiful selection of rock that you can see along the trail.
Mm. So that comes through town, but I presume I can take it outside of town as far as I want to go?
Absolutely. You can, do a segment, take a break, do another segment. Again, we've got 30 miles of trail and some really good trailheads and mapping that can help you. You might say, oh gosh, I really want to walk 2 miles. Oh, I really want to walk 5 miles. You can use those interactive maps and find your way to take that walk.
And then do I bring my bike or do you rent bikes up there?
You should probably bring your bike so you get just what you want. We have some limited bike rental, but bringing your bike, you're going to get just exactly what you want.
Is there a hotel or restaurant that Janesville is famous for that when people come up, they like to make sure they see?
Yeah, we've got a couple of great options. Downtown, we've got a cobblestone inn and suite. So that's right in the heart of things where you're going to get up and be able to see the Rock River right from your window. You're going to be able to walk to the coffee shop. Great options. We've also got some newer selections in Hilton True and Town Place Suites. So if you're somebody who likes the Hilton True, where you have those limited amenities in your room, but much more to do in the lobby, much more interactive, we've got those options. from a restaurant standpoint. So many great new options downtown, including the newest opening is Jack and Jenny's. They're known for hamburgers, cheeseburgers, all those good things. But then right next door at Janissa Wine Bar, they're known for their pizza. So, and you can order off both menus, and there's a place right in between where you can sit. So great opportunities no matter what you're hungry for.
I know that we're giving away some of this stuff. We have an online giveaway. If you go to WGNradio.com/contest, that's where we put our giveaways, WGNradio.com/contest. And you can, if you are selected, you'll win 4 general admissions to Skelly's Farm Market, the Fall Festival and Corn Maze. I'll ask you about that in a second. General admission to a Janesville Jets game, a $100 gift card to the Draft House that you talked about, a $50 gift card to Mocha Moment. There's a gift card you can use at True by Hilton if you're looking for lodging as well. Talk about the Farm Market and Fall Fest. What's that?
Skelly's does an amazing job of creating 2 corn mazes each year. One is literally a GPS-enabled maze, so you're going to use your smartphone. They have a 6-acre maze that's great for families, people like me who aren't super good at the mazes, and then the 9-acre impossible maze. So that's the ultimate challenge. You're going to need that cell phone. You're going to need help getting out of that one.
Cell phones, I guess you're right. If you have a geo map on your phone, can you just follow the maze out that way? How does that work?
They've got an interactive site that you, when you get there, you're going to log in on your phone, and they literally have a very interactive site that's connected to their maze. So it's going to tell you parts of the maze. It's going to help you get out. It's going to help you not get out if you want to spend a little more time there. So Scott Skelly does an amazing job of creating that technology that matches the maze that they've cut.
What are the Janesville Jets?
Janesville Jets are our Junior A hockey team in the North Division of the North American Hockey League. And we are this weekend opening the new Woodman Sports and Convention Center. So you'll be able to watch them play in that new 140,000 square foot sports and conference center.
So let's just talk about some of the events then coming up this fall. The Fall Fest, that's at Skelly's, right?
Yes. And again, it's not just the corn maze. They've got pumpkins. They've got apples. They have the most amazing gift shop and bakery you'll have. Start your Christmas shopping there, and then plenty of bakery. They've got drink specials that might be something with a donut, with ice cream, all kinds of really good beverages, iced coffee, lots of great things to eat and see.
And that's up and running now, right?
Correct. That runs now through October 31st, 9 to 6 daily.
Timber Hill Winery Anniversary Carnival, what's that?
Yeah, that's on October 11th. Timber Hill Winery is a really great winery just on the way towards Milton on John Paul Road. And one of the coolest things, it's a great anniversary special with a carnival and plenty to eat and drink. But the really cool thing here is from 4 to 6, they're going to have hot air balloon rides.
Oh, wow. Wow. Are the colors turning up there yet?
Yes, they're just starting to. So I think by those dates, that's a couple weeks out, we'll have some really great color.
October 11th for that. And then a night at the library, October the 18th. What's that?
This is an annual fundraiser for the Hedberg Public Library. They do an amazing mystery-themed event. So they'll have plenty of good food, but they'll also have this year, it's Secrets, Death, and Rock and Roll. So it's kind of that rock and roll history in the making, and then there is that murder mystery component to it where there's going to be characters and costumes, all of those really fun things. Be sure you register for some of these events ahead of time because some of them are so cool they may just sell out.
What about the reptile show?
This is a favorite for my family. If you've got a family member who likes things that crawl or jump or move around in that way, Show Me Reptile and Pet Expo over at the Janesville Conference Center on October 26th is a great opportunity to hold those snakes and frogs. They also have a lot of supplies. So if we're a turtle owner at my house and you need to find that food or that bedding for that reptile, they'll have plenty of those options there too. But you can hold the animals. It's almost like a little mini petting zoo.
We haven't talked about the beverages up there much. I mean, a lot of towns like yours are very proud of a brewery or distillery or winery. What do you have in that area?
We've got several. We've got Timber Hill Winery that we talked about. That's a great opportunity to have that locally made wine. We've got Fermenting Cellars Winery. They are also in the Janesville area. Over in the Milton area right next door, we've got Rubber Ducky Winery, and that is new ownership there for North Leaf Wines, and they've done some amazing programming and some amazing gifts that are available right there. And then Timber Hill Winery, and they're known for their special events. No matter what it is, there's going to be some kind of special event there. They also have some great food, pizza, sandwiches, plenty you can eat while you're there.
Those are wineries. You do have a brew house, though?
We do have a brewery. We have... One option is Good Works Brewing over in Milton, and then we have Rock County Brewing Company here in Janesville, and they do custom unique brews every month. So you don't know what you're going to find there. If you fall in love with something, take a little home and a growler because you might not find it again.
And Milton, that's a neighboring town?
Yes, Milton's right next door, just 5 minutes away. So if you combine those Milton and Janesville locations, you can really make an afternoon of visiting those wineries and breweries.
So October sounds like a big month for Janesville, Wisconsin, huh?
It really is that perfect time to visit. The weather's not going to be too hot, not going to be too cold, beautiful color, and so much to do.
Yeah, wow. Okay, good. Any last words of advice from you, Christine?
I think just let us be your planning guide. Give us a call, check out our website, and let us give that opportunity to make the trip just what you need it to be.
So what do we log on to now?
Absolutely. You go into janesvillecvb.com or give us a call at 1-800-487-2757.
Repeat that one more time.
1-800-487-2757.
2757, or click on janesvillecvb.com.
Correct.
As in Janesville, Wisconsin, Convention and Visitors Bureau. You're the executive director there. Christine, nice to talk to you today. This sounds like a lot of fun and easy to do, too, I'll add.
Thank you.